There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Second and goal from the 2-yard line. Far side hash moving left. Right under the pirate ship of that north end zone. Mayfield directing traffic. Trip receivers to the left. Looks that way. Throws that way. In the end zone. Caught ball. Touchdown Tampa Bay. Mike Evans. Fire the cannons.
That's the call on Buccaneers Radio. Tampa Bay continues to own the Philadelphia Eagles 33-16, and they're going off on Nick Sirianni in Filthy. Good morning, Metroplex. Sean Shreve, RJ Choppy, Cowboys insider Bobby Bell, and Peyton Phillip Russell asked by the Tolos to spy on Philadelphia. Should we be doing this in the current state that we are in?
They won. I think it gives you clearance, yeah. Even if it's an ugly win and you should have lost, it's clearance.
Absolutely. It's much easier to do this from a position of power. When you win, you're in a position of power.
Top step.
Yep.
We're on the top step of the fight.
Well, the second step.
Pepe, take it away.
This team doesn't know how to lose.
This team is abysmal.
I blame Nick Sirianni.
Go to hell today.
It needs to be boots in somebody's ass. I'm sick of it.
Oh, baby. For the second time in 3 weeks, we get to enjoy a little Monday or Tuesday action of some Philly tears, baby. WIP in Philadelphia, 94 WIP in Philadelphia, giving us some gold today with the callers. Look, and that's the thing, is like the Phillies are in the playoffs. They have baseball action over there in Philadelphia. Red October is in action, and they could just be saying, you know what, screw the Eagles, we're going to talk about Philly baseball. But no, they got to go straight to the Eagles. The Phillies are second place to them. It's amazing, man.
The Phillies also don't play for another week.
That's right. I guess they're off. It's their bye week. But we start here, WIP in Philadelphia, it's a back and forth with the caller here. Look, anytime the Eagles lose, it's a blame game, right? You got to blame someone. Is it the GM? Is it the head coaches? Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts. A couple weeks ago, it was Kellen Moore. And so now this is a caller going back and forth with the host. And the caller actually is giving Jalen Hurts a pass here for the poor play so far this season.
Brian in Middletown. Brian, good morning.
I say that the extended preseason is now over. And look, I understand the passion and all of the criticism is legitimate, but can we get away from making like the career pronouncements regarding Jalen Hurts? You know, because he was without his top two receivers and his right tackle. I mean,
it's a tough spot. Obviously, you don't expect him to be. You don't expect him in that game to be as productive. I hear you, but he shouldn't be as bad as he was. And Brian, it has been a slide backwards. I mean, it just has been now. And I feel really confident. As I said the day after the Eagles lost to Tampa Bay, I feel really confident now, more confident that he definitely won't be their quarterback in 2 years. He's just not that good.
We'll see, okay? But I need to see him with all of his weapons. I mean, we've literally only seen him with one game with A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Saquon Barkley, and obviously.
But you understand. You understand. Hold on, Brian. Hang on. You do understand the inherent advantage when he has those guys, right? Like, this isn't the true mark of what he would be with average players, because he's got some horrendous receivers. Dotson stinks, okay? But when he's got the star receivers, that's not the true mark of what he'd be with average players, because A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith are so remarkably above average.
Look, no quarterback is going to win a championship without having other quality players. I mean, that's true. That's kind of unfair.
I miss Angelo.
Yeah. Too much.
The
yeah.
advantage. But look, we do have to throw in the receivers missing.
Yeah, the receivers missing, Lane Johnson out. You absolutely need to include that.
Johnson records?
What?
With Lane, 97-59-1. That's 62% winning percentage. Without Lane, 14-24. 37%.
Wow.
That explains yesterday.
Six sacks.
Or even the week before. That does not explain how 4 out of 5 years that Jalen Hurts has played, he's not been that good. He's just not been a difference maker. Like, I think that's when he goes, all right, preseason's over. Like the extended preseason. All right, are we counting the extended preseason to include like pre-COVID too? Because that's Jalen Hurts. That's 4 out of 5 years, not a good player.
By the way, I do have to go back to the training camp interception debate that was had with Jalen not throwing a pick. So is the defense that bad? Was he that sharp? Or are they being that safe? Well, Jalen Hurts has been a turnover machine now for a little bit. So next time that comes up with training camp of someone throwing a ton or not throwing any, let's remember how it played out with Filthy.
He looks like a regular Mahomes out there, the way he's turning the ball over lately.
So a little disappointed there with that Philadelphia caller, you know, giving Jalen Hurts a pass. I wanted all the trade ideas out there thrown. You know, who are we going to trade for Jalen Hurts? How many first-round picks can we get for Jalen Hurts? And now we get to the second.
Because their backup is Pickett?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kenny Pickett.
Are they going to call for Kenny P?
Oh, man, I hope so. Now, this next caller here, he's done with the free passes. He is going after Nick Sirianni's head here.
Let's go to Tom. He's calling from Abington. Yo, Tom.
What a mess.
Yep.
What a friggin' mess that was yesterday. Yep. You know, listen, Jalen does not seem to be our franchise quarterback. Can't wait to hear OG call up all day and defend him. The defense is not good enough. Vic Fangio apparently isn't good enough, but I'm taking it to the top, guys. You know where I'm going with this. And Halfrey's going to stay put. That's the very top. So let's go to Nick Sirianni. How do you not have this team ready to play yet?
Rudy Giuliani?
Nick Sirianni?
I've never heard anyone speak with this accent. Like whenever I hear anybody speak with this accent, I'm always convinced they're just playing a character. No one really talks like this. Yeah, this is Stavros. This is
Patrick. Let's go to Nick Sirianni.
Let's go to here. It's a hoagie. We get a hoagie.
Let's hear it.
So let's go to Nick Sirianni. How do you not have this team ready to play yesterday? How do you not score 1 point in the fourth or in the first quarter the entire season? How do you have guys cramping up down there? Like, you're supposed to get these guys ready to go into battle, Nick.
I love it. I love it. Get rid of that guy.
Nick
Sirianni.
Nick Sirianni.
It sounds like a bit.
People are sending and tagging the FBI with Sirianni saying, I heard Nick was at the Diddy parties. I heard he was at the freak-offs. So whenever someone wants to take someone out of society, they're throwing them into the freak-offs and tweeting it to the FBI. That's how bad things are. And apparently, Saquon Barkley got 2 carries in the final 3 drives. They're freaking out over that. I mean, they were getting their ass kicked.
You can't give them carries the final 3 drives. I mean, they were down by 3 scores.
He has as many turnovers, by the way, this year, Jalen Hurts does, as he did in that MVP of year of his in 2022. He's already hit the same total.
Listen, his that was clearly a peak, a pop year. I mean, his adjusted net yards per attempt was almost a full, actually it was 2 yards more than it is this year. Like, that's a big outlier. There's no doubt about it.
Spying on Filthy with Peyton Russell here on The Fan after they get smoked by Tampa.
One more clip here, guys. So, look, we've gone after Jalen Hurts. We've gone after the head coach, Nick Sirianni. Now,
who?
Nick Sirianni. Now we have to go after Howie. Howie, the golden man. The guy that's apparently he's nailed every single draft but the hosts are tired of it. This is how they let off the 7 o'clock segment here, saying, look, these draft picks, they suck, guys.
Well, just a total disaster by the Eagles. I mean, an unmitigated freaking disaster. And, you know, one they should be ashamed and embarrassed about. You know, bottom line is, there's no one bottom line. Howie did a horrible job assembling a defense, and it looks like a lot of his recent draft picks, including Nolan Smith, just aren't good enough. The Dotson trade was a fiasco. The Hurts contract, unfortunately, looks like a fiasco. Jalen is failing them. Nick is failing them. I mean, there's just a lot of issues. And look, we knew they were top heavy on the offense with some star players, and that if they faced injuries, that could be a real problem, and that has been a real problem. I'm not saying it's easy for Jalen Hurts out there yesterday with no Lane Johnson, no Devontae Smith, and no A.J. Brown, but I know this. He can't play as bad as he did. That's unacceptable.
Blow it up.
Nope.
Just get rid of everyone.
This is the Howie genius. Look, we just, when the Dotson trade went down, and it was another one of these, oh, Howie, why can't we make those deals? We talked about it at the time. The Howie legacy is cracking. And he just said it there with the first call. He goes, Dotson stinks. You don't have anything with Dotson. It's like, oh, another Howie trade. That
everybody let him do that.
Drooling over.
You don't get to praise them all offseason and then criticize them when they're 2-2.
The other thing we were wrong about is the Fangio acquisition.
Yeah.
We were worried. That was another Howie highlight, another Howie headline in the offseason.
Yeah, but, you know, everybody praised him. You don't get to praise him then. And now it was, you know, when the game start, now criticize him. Like, if what you thought at the time was the right moves, you can't go back. You can't go back on it. New hindsight.
Is this is WIP?
Yes, 94 right. WIP.
No more. You have to go over to our boy John Kincaid.
It's a Missinelli or whatever his name
fanatic.
Is.
Go to the other station from now on. This is it's boring. I don't want Spittle to get on you in the meeting. Good effort. You're multitasking. These guys are too boring. They're awful. Yeah. So no more of that.
Bunch of snowflakes. Just Gen Zers.
Gen Z. Yeah. Very Gen Z.
Bring some actual rage. Like Tom Brady did to Baker Mayfield.
Oh, Brady.
Yesterday, Brady on the TV call for this game responding. Did you say the Corey Kluber podcast?
Yeah.
Is that where you ain't got this, Bobby?
In the club. The Corey Kluber podcast. I don't know
club,
how he...
K-L-U-B,
yeah,
I get
I'm guessing
it.
They became close when they were both in Cleveland, I guess.
Baker Mayfield... talking about the culture change he was bringing to Tampa on the Kluber pod.
I mean, front office guys and Coach Bowles were all just saying, just be yourself. That's all we want you to be. You know, the building was a little bit different with Tom in there. Obviously, playing-wise, Tom was different. He had everybody dialed in, high-strung environment. So I think everybody was pretty stressed out. So for me, and everybody was expecting the Bucks to not be good last year. So they wanted me to come in, be myself. You know, bring the joy back to football a little bit for guys that weren't having as much fun and just continue to raise the competition level. So they just asked me to be myself. And like, as a player, you really can't ask for much more than that.
What's it like replacing Brady? I mean, I'm sure you've heard some crazy stories coming in right after him.
You hear a lot of good stories. Obviously they won a lot of games, but, it's just different. We have very different personalities. So for me, I was just trying to be myself, not trying to wear his shoes or do any of that. And you can't do that. And like, he made it to the level he did by being himself and in his own way. And I think everybody else did as well. So you just got to do it your own way.
You know, Corey Kluber said like two words as a player. He was the worst interview in the sport. And now he's got a damn podcast. You know, these guys.
Did this sound offensive?
It
read versus sound.
It reads worse.
It reads worse. Way worse.
Yeah.
Because I even think when he included in the first part of the clip, last year we weren't expecting to be good, which is true. Tampa surprised. But it reads that Tom Brady was uptight. They need me to come in and make things fun again. Well, this got relayed to Tom on the Fox broadcast.
Said, quote, they wanted me to come in, be myself, bring the joy back to football for guys who weren't having as much fun. It's funny because you've made this environment for me very stressful up here in the booth, so I understand where he's coming from.
Do you feel it?
No.
Feel the stress? No. Well, I was going to say, I thought stressful was not having Super Bowl rings. So there was a mindset of a champion that I took to work every day. This wasn't daycare. If I wanted to have fun, I was going to go to Disneyland with my kids.
Yeah, so, you know, as you were saying, go ahead. That's you feel like there's more in there to say.
there's a way to approach this game.
Yeah.
And it's that with the right mindset and try to push each other outside of our comfort zone. And great teammates do that. You come in, I have someone like Gronkowski, I have someone like Evans. There's high expectations for us. We got to make sure we go out there and deliver.
So a little bit of a biting comment, which I love Tom throwing some daggers. But Baker afterwards was told about Brady's Disney World, Disneyland comment. He goes, my comment's taken out of context. I meant no disrespect. The two of them were like high-fiving before the game yesterday. So I don't think this needs to become anything listening to Baker's comments.
Yeah, like I said, the read is so much worse. Like even hearing him say it, it's spelled out that exact way. It's in the context and it sounds so much so like much obvious. Like he's just saying like, yeah, some guys were just, they were worn down by it and that's his style and I've got a different style. It's so much more innocent than it reads.
Which I'm sure that is the case, that it is like, you were worn down by it, but that's part of what comes with success in the NFL.
A blockbuster trade. How does it affect the defending Western Conference champions? That and below the belt on the home of the Cowboys next.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Snap a little bit hot. Zuerlein with a line drive effort, and it is no good! No good, wide right. How about that?
Yeah, buddy, Broncos celebrating. Denver's going to win their second consecutive road game.
The Nathaniel Hackett Bowl taking place. What a hideous, awful game between the Broncos and the Jets. New York loses at home. There were no touchdowns scored in the Giants and Jets home games in week 4. Not a one. Rainy, messy conditions. Both teams missing from 50 as everyone's hitting from 58. Both teams miss from 50, and the Broncos and Sean Payton and Bo Nix get an awful win.
Awful win. Awful win. And like the Jets, it's a terrible loss for them. You can't lose that game.
No.
You cannot lose a game to Denver when you only, first of all, you can't lose a game to Denver. The sentence should stop there. But especially when you only allow 10 points. You can't lose that football game.
That is an old football team, and it looks like it.
Jets?
The Jets, yeah. Aaron Rodgers looked old yesterday. Aaron Rodgers looked hurt like the whole day. And especially in the fourth quarter, you watch him, he just looked totally hobbled. But I saw a couple different plays, especially one late. Tyron Smith just got run over. I mean, like I've never seen before.
Really?
Yeah, I'll have to find the play whenever it gets posted to all 22. But I mean, he gets somebody just on a blitz, like runs right over him with no issue.
PFF grade, for what it's worth right now, is a 68.9.
So like I got him at a 52 right now for my BFF grade, but which is okay. But he got like run over there. So you got Rodgers struggling, he gets run over, and then Greg Zuerlein, old veteran kicker, missing from 47. It was a brutal game to watch. It was absolutely like an eyesore.
I don't know how I wanted to lose more between Sean Payton and Rodgers. At the end, I was like, y'all deserve to lose that. So I was happy Rodgers lost, but I don't want Sean Payton getting any praise. Yeah, I'm turning into RJ.
That's not a good win for him either. I mean, it's a road win. So road wins in the league are fine, but
he's an ass.
Yeah,
he really is.
I know his family's here. I don't know. His stuff gets back to him. Bill Parcells wannabe starter kit jackass. Mm. That's what he is.
Yeah, he's just, and that seems like it's trickled out.
Arrogant.
Yeah, it seems like it's come out. Like, I mean, we always had maybe a sense of it in New Orleans, but it's definitely trickled up more over the last 2 years where you really get a sense of like, oh, he's kind of a D.
And I wanted him here. I wanted him here. I fell into the offensive genius stuff, all of it, but
I mean, I'd still probably take him. Comparatively speaking. But Bo Nix, the last 2 weeks in these two victories they have, he's 37 for 61, 61 pass attempts. He has 276 passing yards.
I don't think that's very good. That's like
4.5 yards per attempt.
The Jets had a ton of false start penalties. Again, this was at home. This will be a huge storyline in New York with Mike Greenberg all over television.
What a quote.
Aaron Rodgers was asked about Robert Saleh. Saleh told the press, yeah, we may have to minimize and simplify the snap count and everything. Rodgers was asked about it.
The cadence specifically, Robert said, that might be something you guys have to dial back a little bit. Is that something you think could potentially help the situation?
It's one way to do it. The other way is hold them accountable. I mean, we haven't had an issue. We've had one false start. Morgan had one false start, I believe, until this, so it's been a weapon. We use it every day in practice. We rarely have a false start, and to have, I don't know, five today, it seemed like, four or five. Yeah, it seems like an outlier. I don't know if we need to make mass changes based on, kind of an outlier game.
That's one way to go.
His face, too.
His face was actually worse than the words.
He was disgusted by that.
This is the reverse Baker Mayfield. Like, he is, like, when he says, but in terms of that, yeah, I don't know. Like, there's clearly this, like, contempt that he wants you to see, like, I want you guys to see on my face how stupid I think this suggestion is. Like, it's dumb.
Yeah.
That's one way to go. I don't know that he's actually wrong.
I wouldn't guess he's not. I do trust Aaron Rodgers' ability to, like, read that specific issue more than I would a defensive coach in Robert Saleh.
Like, if part of what is an advantage for him is his hard snap count.
We've heard that about his whole career.
Right. Then, how about you just have the offensive line just do their job?
Did you guys play the Romo? Because that was the next day was the day I was out. Did you guys play the Romo clip talking about the cadence?
No, but we need it. We need to.
Because that's
amazing.
Like when I think that's one of the things that kind of gets lost when the guys talk about their cadence and like, oh, there's this and this is so good. He like detailed exactly how like, man, just the slightest hiccups, like that's an advantage. It's meant to try to jumpstart your offense and give you and like anticipation to go. And if that's off, you get that kind of an issue.
How do we feel about the Saints now? Atlanta wins 26-24. I thought that Raheem was going to get destroyed. They had three straight dropbacks incomplete. That doesn't move up Koo from any close to a 58-yard than a 58-yarder. He hits it off the hook. Atlanta beats the Saints. Bobby, how are you feeling about New Orleans now?
So yeah, so, but like I like to say, there's receipts galore, probably from the first 4 weeks of the NFL season, from things all of us have said, but myself in particular. I was buying pretty hard after the second game. That it was just like, all right, based on what I saw these first 2 weeks from New Orleans, this looks pretty damn unstoppable right now. And then one of the worst defenses in the NFL, Philadelphia, handles it pretty easily. And then yesterday, they can't get anything going, and Derek Carr looks like Derek Carr again. So this is a loss for the Saints, and it's a loss for the Cowboys, because these last 2 weeks have made you go, holy cow, how did you get drubbed by 25 at home by that team?
Yeah, you're going to look at – we might look back and think that was a pretty bad loss. We might look back and think the Baltimore one's fine. You know, they got manhandled in that game, so that's not fine, but the fact that they lost to them
– In the win-loss column, it's not a problem. The reality of what the game was is a massive problem.
Yeah, I agree.
But I mean, Atlanta, this is a thin margin team. Like, this is a team that's been in like a close game every single one that they've played so far.
Well, look, the Browns win is what it is. It's not impressive. They lost to the Raiders yesterday, and Amari Cooper is trending all over the place. He's getting murdered by Browns fans. They want him out. Someone tweeted, it's clear Amari was fazed by the Ayuk trade rumor mill. He's unrecognizable.
Well, to be fair, it was a road game.
He had a catch he should have had. It popped up. Interception Raiders. He also had a huge touchdown that was called back where he could have made up for it right there. Penalty on Cleveland. Deshaun Watson gets sacked to end it. Cleveland missed an extra point that kept them down 4 instead of 3. They could have tied it at the end. Instead, they needed a touchdown. Browns lose. They suck.
They do suck. And Amari Cooper, I think, for them to say, oh, he's clearly been fazed by this or that, I do think it's important to know, because I didn't even realize it until I heard them say it on the broadcast yesterday. He's been gone from the Raiders for 7 years. That's the first game he's played against them.
We need to throw him into a Cowboy trade possibility tomorrow as well. Devontae, Amari, and whoever you're thinking about in the NFC South.
Those two quarterbacks combined for 306 yards.
That's pretty good.
Awful.
How do you go there as a Raider fan? How do you go there and want to watch that? Ugh. And Devontae Adams pulling up with the hamstring Thursday at practice and quote unquote.
Was it?
Yeah.
Trade. Florio was talking about trade possibilities last night on NBC. We may have to get him on this week.
When will we see Jameis?
He's got a little James Harden energy. Devontae does.
Yeah. No one knew about before he went here. Jameis had to like break up a fight on the sideline. Watson was going after some offensive linemen, and Jameis had to go over there, and he got involved. All right, let's talk about the blockbuster trade that happened in the NBA as Karl Anthony Towns goes to the New York Knicks. Wow.
Yeah, and then poor Dante DiVincenzo, who gets there and he's part of the Nova Knicks. And now he gets sent to Minnesota. Wonderful, beautiful, sunny, very, very warm until it's not.
DiVincenzo, Minnesota. Julius Randle, some other stuff. So the Knicks lose depth. They were terrified of not having a big with Hartenstein going to OKC. Well, now you go and get Karl Anthony Towns. How are we looking at this for both sides and factoring the Mavericks as well?
I don't look. This might actually make Minnesota tougher, right? Because the thought on Kat is he's a little soft.
And that, I wonder how much that West final specifically was like just a sobering moment for them going like, we can't have this. Yeah. Like, because he just disappeared. He was soft other than one game where he played really good.
One good game.
Yeah.
Now, he's from Jersey, so maybe going to the Knicks brings him closer to home.
It's not going to toughen him up.
It's not going to toughen him up, that's for sure. But it may make him more, like, kind of at peace. But still, that sounds like the worst place for
he can get crucified
soft
now.
Guy to go.
Yeah.
To. Yeah. Although
we thought with Porzingis in Boston that would happen.
To be fair, we did. It was good for him that he was like the third option, though. Maybe the fourth.
Yep.
Poor, you know, Kat's going to be, what, the two?
Three, maybe.
Maybe? But
yeah. I don't know. This is Minnesota. There were some weird.
Who's the two?
There's some weird over there in. They just traded Randle. I forgot Randle's involved in this trade. He's two. Yeah, he's two. The people were down on the Timberwolves in the last few weeks. Like, analysts were when they were projecting stuff. ESPN just threw them in as a play-in team. And I kept feeling like what we saw with Minnesota was, that's a team that's like learning to lose. This is their year, kind of like Oklahoma City, and they've got really bright prospects moving in the future. But a lot of different NBA analysts over the last month have started throwing Minnesota around as like they might be a play-in team. They could be, you know, sixth in the West. It's just there was not a lot of optimism surrounding that team.
Minnesota weaker now for the Mavericks?
Minnesota weak. They might be tougher. I think that the Mavericks and OKC.
Randall's 24-9-5 last year.
I mean, if he can stay healthy.
Then hurt.
Yeah, if he can stay healthy. I still don't think they're as good as Denver, and I don't think they're as good as Oklahoma City, and I don't think they're as good as the Mavericks.
Did they get enough back for him? Yeah. I like the trade from both standpoint in both these areas.
They're deeper today.
Minnesota was not good enough to make it to the finals with the team they had, so I don't mind them changing it up. And New York, I feel like, needed a little extra push. Like, they're going to be fun. They're going to be good, but I did feel like they were missing a little bit of star power. And that extra guy, that Robin or Batman for Brunson, is Cat it? I'm in the Cat is soft camp, but he's still a very good player. And so from that standpoint, I give New York a check for trying to up it a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame the Knicks for trying to do this. I mean, get over the hump. You know, you gotta find a way to beat Boston. You know, does Cat do the, you know, what really hurt the Celtics in the postseason last year was that high pick and roll. You know, can he do that? I think he can.
Man, Cat's, he is one of the like poster boys for regular season playoff splits, just nosedive throughout his career. He is just somebody who feels like the moments get too big for him. And so that's saying, I don't love the idea of him in New York and with all those expectations.
What do y'all think about the Wolves? Do they get better or worse or staying the same? 877-881-1053. Franklin Franco, injury attorney, text line. And are you feeling better or worse about the Pittsburgh Steelers after yesterday? Next and Below the Belt.
Wide left is Mitchell. Flacco backs the throw, has good protection. Over the middle, wide open for the Colts at the 5. And they dive into the end zone. Touchdown, Drew Ogletree! Touchdown, INDY! Yes, sir! It's 23-10.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
Oh, why is RJ Choppy about to make Pro Football Focus his enemy? More on that here in just a second. Before we get into that, yesterday, one of the games that we were keeping a close eye on was the Steelers versus the Colts. I don't know about you guys, that's where a lot of my focus was during that section of the games, just because whenever I can get an advanced look, I know Dallas isn't playing for the rest of the day. I don't have to get ready for anything. It's always a good little preview, a good chance to check some things out. It looked very different from what I was anticipating, partially because of where things got with the score pretty quickly. They fell down big in this one early, had some trouble. The issue is that Justin Fields has historically, even when he's played from behind, never been able to have success throwing guys back into games, and specifically some of the more difficult throws, throwing outside the numbers, comebacks, things like that. This is a note from NFL Pro. Justin Fields has thrown 53.3% of his passes through 3 weeks outside the numbers, and that's the highest rate in the NFL. They're trying to do some stuff with Justin Fields that he's not typically done throughout his career and take advantage of him in some areas. And so far, without looking at the tape yet on them, it looks like he's having some success throwing the football a little bit. Like, he's finding a better comfort zone there than he had previously. So something that was considered a weakness for a long time because of the aversion to it and how they hadn't really leaned into it, it at least looks like early in Pittsburgh, he's having success with it. And that was something that he had success with yesterday with George Pickens, and that they were able to move the ball down the field. Did anything about yesterday, a loss and one where the defense actually gave up, I think that was more points than they'd given up in the first three games combined. Did that one give you any pause to say, okay, this is actually probably more difficult for the Cowboys?
Yeah, I will say this. Now, I don't know how much this plays into it because Indy lost Richardson on their second series. But the Colts going into this game, we're second in the league in yards per play. So they're moving the ball well. They just always stalled out in the red zone.
Chunk yardage, big time plays, yeah.
Yeah. So You know, I don't know if Pittsburgh's defense got exposed or the Colts' offense is just underrated. I took the that's why I took the over in this game. The over was up to 40. And it started at 36. It had jumped quite a bit. That's a lot of points for it to go up. And the over still hit. You know, that said, you know, if Fields is able to throw the ball, I mean, his running is so good. And if he gets you even thinking for a second, you're toast. You just are.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of the Steelers' defense in this performance, but I'm thinking about is Fields' legs. Pickens going to be a problem, but you know Joe Flacco did have a good game, and the other thing that came out of this was Joe Flacco, who now everyone absolutely loves as the grandpa quarterback of the NFL, being informed in the post that Anthony Richardson thinks he's cool.
I do have to tell you, Anthony Richardson told us that you were cooler than he thought he was.
Listen, he told me his mom is 8 days older than I am. So there's no chance in the world that he thinks I'm cool. So,
all right, what about your kids, though? What do you think they think of this one?
This is the first game they've come to this year, and dad's on the field. So I'll look up there for them, see if I can find them. I'm sure they'll have a bunch of critiques for me. That's about it.
So here's what Pittsburgh has done to start the year. They gave up 10 points in an 18-10 win over the Falcons. They gave up 6 points in a 13-6 road win at Denver. Atlanta was on the road. They only gave up 10 against the Chargers. And then, bam, this is looking like a little bit of an eyesore, 27 against the Colts. But Atlanta, Denver, none of these offenses are great and high-flying.
No. Sure.
None of them.
Yeah, and I mean, Denver, like Pittsburgh is historically like tough blue collar. I was talking about this yesterday when I was at Boomer Jacks. The idea of Pittsburgh
is a Cowboys Steelers history lesson this week.
Sure, I can do that. Pittsburgh
I was
is
hoping you say no.
No, people like it. Even though you don't, people like it. Pittsburgh is one of these franchises that it feels like over the course of 50 years they have not changed their ideology on how to approach football.
One little window was different when Ben for a little bit aired it out.
Yeah, like the
Ben
last
was a fantasy quarterback to go get, and he's putting up crazy numbers.
It's amazing what happens when you get a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, that was when he was better than Matt Ryan. I remember that era very well. No, but one of the things that you, if you look at the efficiency that Justin Fields is playing with right now, completion percentage over expectation. So each throw given down and distance and route and everything else has a expected completion percentage. Justin Fields, through the first 3 years of his career, was always a negative completion percentage over expectation guy. This year, he's plus +5. Like, he's finding efficiency. They've way scaled back his air yards. He's throwing things a lot more short, intermediate routes. He's taking fewer sacks. He's getting rid of the ball quicker. Like, they're finding something that I guess Arthur Smith, for all of the jokes about him that have been out there from his time where he was just a little weird in Atlanta, he's finding something, it looks like, that at least Justin Fields is comfortable managing the game and yesterday was able to actually kind of throw them into contention.
Freiermuth is, you know, a tight end I was thinking about in fantasy, and then I totally forgot till I looked at the box score that they have your boy.
Cordero?
Yep.
Yeah.
Totally forgot. He had 6 carries for 43 yards yesterday.
Yeah, and Najee, I mean, couldn't get anything going.
Najee is slow. I end up with him every year in fantasy for some reason, but he's got that lack of Zeke burst. I think he wants to do it. I like his attitude. He tries hard. 13 carries, 19 yards. They still ran, despite despite 19 yards from him, they still ran for a $1.22.
Yeah,
I mean, got Fields.
Yeah, he got Fields, and he's running for 55. And you know, Patterson did his own 40. And so like they're still a running team. They will pound it 30 times.
But right now it just feels like 23-20, 2017. You know, right now Steelers favored by 2, over under is 41, and it feels like at most a 43-point game. That's my feeling on Monday.
Justin Fields, by the way, currently that completion percentage over expectation places him 4th in the NFL. So, given down distance, everything else, they're saying Justin Fields has been one of the more generally accurate quarterbacks in the NFL. Now, one of the things that the Cowboys will have to deal with, despite the objections from RJ Choppy, is the great T.J. Watt, who is a fantastic pass rusher. He's led the league in sacks three different times. Now, what's your big complaint about T.J. Watt, Chop? Why do you say he's a fraud?
Well, there's a few reasons. Let's see. I wrote them down here. He has 11 wins in the pass rush wins, which is tied with a guy named Jared Verse.
Okay, Jared Verse is a good player.
Never heard of him.
First round pick.
22% pass rush win rate, which, let's see, that puts him tied for 16th with Jonathan Cooper and Nick Bosa. Nice, nice, nice. Difference is Bosa's double teamed at a 19% clip, and T.J. Watt is double teamed at a 10%. By the way, it's the lowest double team rate of any of the top 20 rushers. And before you say, well, he's a 3-4 outside stand-up linebacker, Sean.
Sure.
So is Khalil Mack, and Khalil's at 18%. So, I mean, you know, Trey Hendrickson's a 31% double team. Now, to be fair, Micah doesn't make the top 20 in pass rush wins this year.
Oh,
he wins it every year. Every year he wins it. This year, he doesn't even make the top 20. Tank did. Tank's at 23%.
Well, that's a good point.
Watt's a good player. I'm not saying he's not a good player. I'm not even going to say he's not a great player.
Well,
I'm just saying, like, could we stop overrating these two, TJ and JJ? Mr. Knight, we're so good. We're so good. We can't even win playoff games.
So that has been my retort most of the time. He's a 3-4 outside linebacker. And I said they move him around. And, like, just naturally where he lines up, you can't easily double-team him the way that he plays. Well, for once, I am grateful for a little website called Pro Football Focus.
Oh, now you want to use it.
Yeah, now you want to use it. Absolutely.
Yeah, this is what I do. I use things conveniently for the sake of my argument, and I turn them around when they don't work. But because of the alignment and some of the different things, PFF has introduced a new statistic, chip rate. A chip is when a blocker, usually a running back or tight end, hits an edge rusher to disrupt their path to the quarterback before continuing their assignment. This technique is used to slow down or hinder a pass rusher's momentum, making it harder for them to apply pressure to the quarterback. We always talk all the time about, like, man, you're going to chip Myles Garrett? You're going to give some help over there, something to slow him down? T.J. Watt may not lead the league in double teams, but he leads the league by a mile in chip rate. By a greater gap than probably any statistic that could exist trying to measure pass rushers. So let's look at the top three. Broncos, Nick Bonito. He gets chipped the third most frequently, 22.4%. Jonathan Cooper, Broncos, chipped 22.8%. Again, two like stand-up rushers a lot of times. T.J. Watt is first in the NFL. He is chipped 44% of the time that he rushes the passer. Which means he is, if you take the two percentages of number two and three, it equals T.J. Watt's number as the guy who gets chipped the most.
What did you hear there, Sean? I'll tell you what I heard. I heard he's so dominant, you could use a 198-pound running back to get his way. All right, they don't do that with Micah Parsons. They don't do that with Micah Parsons. They use another offensive lineman or a tight end.
You know who's been chipped at the same rate as Micah Parsons this year? 16%. You know who's been chipped that much? Marshawn Nealand. So apparently people view Marshawn Nealand as just as dangerous as Micah Parsons.
I'll break the tie. T.J. Watt's the best pass rusher in the National Football
League. Thank you.
In my opinion.
Better than Miles?
Yes. And I might put... I'm trying to decide between Miles and Micah for second. I'm not putting Bosa above...
I've dropped Bosa to five. He's no longer in that core, like, elite top four to
all
me.
All right, rank him.
I'd say...
How could you not have it off the top of your head if you already have him at five? They have to know.
No, because I know who the four are. I just don't know how I'd stack them necessarily. Right. It's Micah, T.J. Watt, Miles Garrett, and then Max Crosby.
Wait, Micah one?
No, I just, like I said, I don't know how I'd stack them, but like in the top four, it's clearly Micah, Miles Garrett, T.J. Watt, and Max Crosby. Okay. I think Crosby's a much better player than Bosa at this point.
T.J., man, he's stupid.
That's the thing. You can't lead the league in sacks three times and not be a very good player.
And I wish they had these clutch rate stats, you know, in moments or final. We should do that. We should get final 5 minutes. It seems like T.J. Watt always comes up with the huge play, and Micah, a lot of times we're left waiting.
Micah will fall asleep and not go. And look, T.J. is going to sack Dak about four times this week.
And
all four will be on Dak. It'll be Dak's fault for not getting rid of the ball.
I'll have the stat for you when we come back on the other side. You just tell me exactly how you want to customize, what the margin is, what time. I'll find it for you and let you know.
Should we already hand out the Heisman? And is this the player that Jerry Jones should be targeting? College Kegger 2.0.
We got some leftover suds to kick off the final hour. Monday edition of Sean and RJ next.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.